Get hip to this timely tip.
We're live from Sanderson Ford in Glendale for their 66th anniversary celebration.
Get your kicks during
Rosie on the House.
And we are broadcasting live this morning on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Man, what a great spring. Any of you with a memory will remember last spring. Boy, I've been here since 65, and I'll say one thing about last summer. It was hateful. It was a hateful, hateful summer. It was worse than bad. It was just a mean summer.
I'd agree.
Gosh. So we're here with Mr. Tim Hattrick out here at Sanderson Ford. Tim, being the graduate of Harvard of the Pines, NAU, when were you there?
I was at NAU and in Flagstaff in the early 80s. So I came back to the big city in about 84, 85, and got my big radio gig down here.
And the dome. Were you there for the dome construction?
Dome. Absolutely. And the three things that happened in the dome, well, two of them, football, and then they would also have intramural hockey in there. And we used to have a hockey team with with my dorm mates. That was a blast. Hockey games in the dome were a blast.
That's actually a very beautiful building.
It really is. And a lot of my friends would try when it snowed to get up, crawl up top and sled down.
Sure,
they
forbid
that. But no, it's a beautiful place. And that was, you know, that's pretty old now. It was built a long time ago.
At the time, I don't know if it still holds the record, but at the time, it was the largest wood-framed dome structure on the planet.
Well, and of course now, I mean, I've been back to Flagstaff this past year, and I drive around the campus, and it's just stunning. It's amazing what they've done at NAU.
Well, you can get lost on that campus today compared to what it was in the 80s.
Yes, you can. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Tim, I can't thank you enough. I know you shop here at Sanderson Ford. You send your family here at Sanderson Ford. What are y'all currently driving right now?
I'm driving an Explorer. I've been a truck guy forever. I've had an Explorer for a bit, and I love it. I may go back to a truck, but I got to tell you something. I bought my wife Bronco Sport. And it is like she is a celebrity in that car. Everywhere she goes, people want to find out about it. Does she love it? They don't need any more marketing for me, but I'm telling you, that Bronco Sport is really something.
Yeah, that is a nice little vehicle. I'll tell you, when I bought my Raptor, I had my accident, was in the hospital for 9 months. I almost couldn't get the Raptor back from my wife. I had to fight for the keys to get that Raptor keys back.
Well, I'm glad you recovered from that and you could work all that out. It's good to be on your show and good to see you, man. I love listening to you and glad that you would ask me.
Mr. Tim, thanks a million for taking the time to come down here and join us. Right. Really appreciate it.
I still got that 2x4. The bid's up to $35.
All right. And it should be, because the price of lumber is still going up. And there's lots of things that play into that. We kind of redefined our tariff with Canada about a year and a half ago. And that restricted a lot of the lumber coming in from the north. And we generally typically will get about 30% of our power, of our lumber from Canada. Well, that all but shut down. And then COVID shut down a lot of the mills. And then a beetle created a soft lumber kill-off that has our lumber supply at an all-time low when the demand is at an all-time high. So that's one of the reasons plywood has gone from $12 a sheet to upwards of $50 or $60 a sheet, while lumber has gone up 300% over the course of the last 12 months. And what that does to the average price of your average home, it's increased the cost of that home, the average home, by $13,000. So it's very real, and we have supply chain challenges in the remodeling process right now. So the thing we want to talk about in the 10 o'clock hour a little bit is the sequence of remodeling and how much more important it is now to do proper planning. But before we go on, I'm going to ask our next guest to pick the telephone up. I understand you're a listener to the program. Go ahead and pick the phone up. And you're here to join us at Sanderson Ford. May I get your first name?
My name is Mark.
And you had a homeowner question, and that's what we do, homeowner questions. What is it that I can help you with?
Okay, I've been super cooling for the last 2 years. I had a 4-ton 13 SEER unit in a 1,600 square foot house. About 6 weeks ago, I have bought a new 4-ton 15 SEER dual stage.
Okay.
My question is, how does the dual stage unit affect super cooling?
Not any way you need to be worried about. It's going to allow that compressor to cool your house in the cooler part of the day. It may never even go to second stage. So not only are you going to save money when it starts up, you're going to be saving money the entire time it's running. That second stage is high humidity, 108, 110, 110 plus days. If we never have to start that second stage, you're going to be saving money hand over foot. So stick with the super cooling. Are you APS or SRP?
APS.
Okay. You know, they're giving away free programmable thermostats. When you got the new unit, did you get a programmable thermostat?
Yes, I did. I got a new Trane unit, and I got the programmable thermostat with it, and I did something else that maybe some of your other listeners might want to think about doing. I had the vents cleaned.
Good.
For the first time in a 33-year-old house.
Okay.
What an amazing difference it made to the dust in our house. It was unbelievable.
Awesome. Now, when you live in Arizona through the summer, what do you like your temperature at when you go to bed at night?
I it's hard to say because I have a two-story house. The second story gets very, very warm. So what I actually do is set it at 75 or 76 at 8 o'clock, and then I let it run at that temperature till 3 in the afternoon. Then I move it up to 80.
Okay.
I would be setting it lower than the 75 or 76, but my wife has been working from home for the last 14 months, and she freezes to death even at 75 or 76.
Well, that's what I tell people. Set it as cold as you can stand it. Don't make yourself uncomfortable. And if you can get anywhere between an 8 to 10 degree split between your cold demand and your heat limit, you're gonna save. You in 1,600 square feet, what's your highest summer bill?
Prior to the super cooling, it was about 320 or 330.
Yeah.
Once I started doing the super cooling, it's been about 270 is the highest. And again, it's because of it's the two-story house. It's just amazing the difference between the temperature upstairs and downstairs.
That does introduce a new level of challenges. It really does. But you've gotten your kilowatt purchase down to about 15 cents a kilowatt. So in a two-story home, and that home is how old?
33 years.
In a vintage home of that vintage, two-story, you're doing excellent. So congratulations and thanks for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
And the other thing, I am on the equal payments, and I'm at like $160 a month with the higher bill. So I'm hoping the new air conditioning unit will bring it down. Yeah,
it will. It absolutely will. You'll see that in a couple months. They'll retroactive it and take a look at it and say your new bill is. So I'll be curious. Keep in touch with me, okay?
Sounds good. I will, Rosie.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time to come down and join us.
Well, thanks for letting me ask you the question. I appreciate it.
You betcha. My pleasure. That's what we're here for. We're talking right now about remodeling in general, and we were talking about the cost of remodeling and how it has been spiking in this last particular year. And it's been spiking a lot, not only in lumber, but in everything. Now, the other dilemma is that we're as busy as licensed contractor, we're as busy as we've ever been. So if you've got a remodeling project planned, I can't encourage you enough to study the article we published this week. The order of your remodel will determine the outcome. And for every day you spend planning the remodel, you have the potential of saving weeks and weeks during the project. I can't tell you enough that if you have everything selected ahead of time, you are going to save a ton of time. Do not start the demo not knowing what cabinet you're going to want, or countertop, or plumbing fixture, or light fixture. Don't wait till it's time to get that particular selected product installed to go out and do your shopping. Hardly anything is inventoried the way it used to be. My plumbing fixture supplier tells me they have containers of plumbing fixtures sitting on ships outside the Los Angeles port that once they take delivery of them, isn't going to do them one bit of good because they're missing the microchip that has to be plugged into the appliance to get the appliance to work. So let's say you've selected that particular fixture as the one you want in your home, and you've waited until you need it, and then you place the order and you find out that product is 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 weeks out. Suppliers I've been buying from for 40 years that have been telling me a delivery in 2 weeks, delivery in 3 weeks, they are all, in spite of our 40-year relationship, they're all at least twice that. So people call me frustrated that their remodeling job isn't going quite as quick as they had hoped, whether they're doing it themselves or their contractor that they've selected is running it for them. If you haven't taken the time up front, we try and encourage people to pick everything. I even want to know the decorative tile you're going to put on the backsplash. And I want that ordered, and I want it on hand. I want my plumbing fixtures on hand. I want everything on hand. Then I can give you a written schedule, stick to it, and finish on time. On-time deliveries greatly reduce the amount of anxiety you, the homeowner, is going to go through, and it's going to greatly reduce the amount of time you're all torn up. All right? Find the article. The Order of Remodeling Will Determine Your Outcome, published at RosieOnTheHouse.com.